There was a stretch of time when I was really struggling to stay on track. I even shared it on the podcast. I have so many ideas. I had so much I wanted to create, but actually focusing and staying on track felt like wading through the fog. And yet, of course, sometimes I think it's the coffee, but no, my morning coffee ritual has always and will always be sacred. It's that first sip, the aroma, the quiet moment before the day begins. It truly lights up my soul. I've always found mushrooms and coffee to be beneficial, but this one is extra special and I really want to share it with you. I've started using Everyday Dose for my morning ritual. This is coffee plus benefits. It's real coffee blended with lion's mane and chaga mushrooms, collagen protein, and nootropics, and it tastes just like coffee. The coffee you already love, but it gives you this smooth, clean energy that carries you through the day. I didn't experience a crash, no jitters, and it became a part of my morning rhythm now, and I'm just so grateful to use it in the morning, and I'm so happy that I get to share this with you. So right now, for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts, plus enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. Vessel is the part of you designed to receive, to rest, to integrate, to refill, to be replenished. She is the inner self who whispers, you don't need to produce right now. You don't need to perform. You don't need to push. You just need to be. The vessel teaches you that your energy moves in cycles. Okay, not straight lines, not endless output, not constant momentum. She is the wisdom that says your worth is not measured by your productivity. Okay? Your worth is not measured by your productivity. When the vessel is leading your week, you may feel low motivation, but not in a negative way, or a pull toward slowing down. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. I'm so happy you're here tuning into another Magic Monday, and today I want to explore something tender and true about every one of us, that we are never obviously just one thing, right? We are not a single identity or a single mood or a single archetype, and we are made of many inner selves, of course. Each holds different needs and different strengths and different wisdom. And depending on the season that you're in or even the week you're walking into, one of those inner selves might be more dominant than the others. Like, you might feel a little extra sensitive today than you did yesterday, or one day you're suddenly inspired and creating a million new projects, or protective of your boundaries, or you're deeply in need of rest and nothing more. And all of that is normal. All of that is obviously allowed. All of those pieces of us and seasons of us must be honored. All of that is you. And so today, we'll explore four of the most common soft archetypes within you: the tender self, the creator, the guardian, and the vessel. And you might recognize yourself in all four of these, but one may stand out a bit more than others, tugging at you a little louder this week. And I want her to feel seen. And so this episode will help you understand which archetype is leading your energy right now. And perhaps it'll be one you can come back to, because another archetype will be leading your energy. I'll also talk about what this archetype is asking of you as you step into and lean into this archetype. So, with that said, take a breath with me. A soft inhale. And an even softer exhale. And let's begin. With that breath, I felt like I wanted to start with the tender one, the tender self. The tender one is the part of you who feels life most deeply. She's a version of you who notices shifts in energy before any thought can form. She's intuitive in that quiet, delicate way, the way children are intuitive before they learn how to hide it. The tender one is honest and raw. She's open-hearted and sometimes a little overwhelmed, simply because she cares and she notices and she feels. If the tender one is leading your week, you might feel easily overstimulated or more emotional or porous than usual, sensitive to tone and to words and to environments and to attention, off vibes that people might exude. Maybe you're a little nostalgic, craving softness and warmth or reassurance, needing gentler mornings and feeling things you can't immediately explain. The tender one isn't here to make you fragile. She's here to ask what your body has often been denied. The slowness, the safety, the softness, the presence, the care. Think about how often we override this part of ourselves, right? How often we say, I'm fine. I have to be this way for this certain event in life or show up for this person a certain way. So I'm fine. I don't need to be tender right now. However, when this inner archetype is whispering, no, I'm not, but I wish I could be. I wish I could be fine. But the tender one, of course, doesn't want to inconvenience anyone. She doesn't want to be dramatic. She's not here to create a scene or create chaos. She simply wants acknowledgement, a hand on the heart, a pause, a breath, a moment of being held, even if it's by you, yourself. And if she's rising for you this week, then perhaps your Magic Monday invitation is this. Do not rush her. Do not shame her. Do not gaslight your own sensitivity. Instead, ask her, what do you need today? What would help you feel safe? Where can I soften for you? Because sensitivity is not weakness. It's awareness. It's intuition. It's truth. I feel like sensitivity is strength. And the tender one is the version of you who notices the crack of magic in the smallest little things. So this week, let her slow down. Give her grace to be tender because she needs that grace. She wants you to be a little more gentle and rest for a moment. Let her slow down. Let her guide your boundaries. Let her be the reason you choose gentler pacing this week and kinder self-talk. Let the tender one take over and shift your mind for whenever the negative thoughts or your inner mean girl about yourself thoughts come in. Shift her for a more kinder self-talk and also set softer expectations, because when the tender one is honored, your whole life softens with her. All right, so quick pause because I have to tell you about this book that completely took over my weekend. It's called Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, and it's a romance starring a demon, and I actually found it pretty cozy. This one's a paranormal romance, which I'm obviously very into. Think literal grumpy sunshine energy. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a mysterious forgotten past. And it's the ultimate forbidden love setup, right? The book mixes humor and heart and just the right amount of heat, if you know what I'm saying. So it's the kind of story that reminds you why the grumpy sunshine trope is such a favorite, right? The banter, the tension, the redemption arc. Oh my gosh, it's so, so good. For those of you who love romantic fantasy fictions, you must read this. I started it thinking I'd read a couple chapters, and then I was up for a while laughing out loud, totally invested in this family of demons. Aurora Asher writes with so much wit and charm, and yeah, you can't help rooting for every single one of them. Plus the cover, the teal and yellow combo, it's just beautiful. Anyway, it's honestly the perfect spooky season read. It's not too dark or scary. It's just cozy and funny and romantic and, of course, a little spicy, which we love. And so if you love books like My Roommate is a Vampire by Jenna Levine or the Travis Baldry's Legends and Lattes series, then this is 100% your vibe. Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is out now wherever books are sold, and there's a deluxe limited edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and bonus content, but only while supplies last. So grab it while you can. Again, that's Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, a feel-good paranormal romance that'll totally charm the demon lover and angel believer in you. Now breathe in a little light with me. The kind of inhale that feels like a spark. Tiny, warm, almost playful. That's the energy of our second archetype, the creator. The creator is the spark inside you. The inner flame that glows when something inspires you or moves you or pulls at your curiosity or whispers, "What if we made something?" She doesn't always show up as a big dramatic moment of creativity, okay? But she's often quiet and subtle and gentle, and her inspiration can look like rearranging the living room at 9 p.m. or opening a new notes app page and writing whatever comes to mind, creating color in her life, or editing a photo, even over-editing for fun, maybe writing a sentence or a caption, or wanting to cook something new, or humming a melody without realizing it, or maybe thinking of a new beat in the shower and creating her own song with her own lyrics or music. The creator doesn't need perfection, she just needs expression, okay? When the creator is leading your week and you are feeling that burst of needing to create something, you may feel restless. If you're restless right now, maybe that's what you need to do. Put that energy into creating something. Or maybe you're feeling a little inspired or sparked by random ideas, drawn toward beauty, ready to start something new, or pulled toward music and words and movement and imagery. Maybe this week you're a little more imaginative and you find yourself daydreaming a bit. If that's the case, perhaps the creative archetype in you, the creator archetype, wants to come through, wants to live through you. Something wants to come through you. The creator's energy is a life-giving, and she's playful, and she's curious, and she doesn't care if something is good enough, right? She simply just wants to experience the joy of making. And here's the thing, we often shut her down without realizing it, and we tell ourselves, "I just don't have the time," or "It won't be perfect," or "Other people are going to judge me for this," or "I'll start that later," or "I'm not creative enough, I'm not good enough at doing this." But I'll tell you what, the creator archetype, okay, wants to argue back to those thoughts, okay? She does not want to quietly step aside. She wants to come through. She wants to have an opening, 5 minutes, a blank page, a tiny gesture. She returns with fire and with aliveness and with possibility. So if you are feeling this restlessness or a little daydreamy this week, then maybe this Magic Monday invitation is to begin something, even the smallest thing. You don't need to finish it, and you don't need to plan it, and you don't need to master anything in this moment, this week, today. Just open the door for your creator. Start a sketch. Write a sentence. Make a playlist. Move your body. Record a voice memo. Take a photo. Play with the idea and follow the spark. Because creativity isn't about output. No, no, no. It's about oxygen. The creator is the part of you who breathes life into your week. So if she's rising in you today, then let her lead. Let her follow the threads. Let her remind you that you're not here to just consume life. You're here to shape it, color it, dance with it. And it doesn't have to be profound. It only has to be felt. Now again, let's take a slow, steady breath, the kind of breath that feels like you're stepping into your own center, into your own presence, into your own authority, because the next archetype we're meeting now is the guardian. The guardian is your inner protector, the wise, grounded part of you that knows exactly what drains you, what nourishes you, and what no longer belongs in your energy field. She is not harsh. She is not defensive. She is not dramatic. She is clear. The guardian is the version of you who says, "Hey, this doesn't feel right. This takes too much from me. This is not aligned. I don't have the capacity for that right now. My peace matters." And she stands at the gate of your life, holding the lantern of discernment. And when the guardian is leading your week, you may feel honestly more protective of your time or less available for others, especially drama or emotional labor. And you may be ready to simplify your schedule or just more aware of who feels good to be around and also who doesn't. And done with certain dynamics and a desire for order and clarity and spaciousness. An inner no rising more often. The need to create distance from things that disrupt your nervous system. So the guardian is not cold, okay? She is caring, and she protects the tender one, and she creates space for the creator, and she makes room for the vessel to rest. She is the archetype that keeps you aligned with your truth, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it requires a boundary, even when someone else doesn't understand. Your Magic Monday invitation is to trust your nose. Trust your discomfort. Trust your knowing. And don't override your intuition to keep the peace. This is how we abandon ourselves. The guardian asks you to be loyal to your own energy first. So this week, if you are feeling a little overwhelmed, overstimulated, maybe your guardian is wanting to come through and speak up. And if your guardian is rising, let her recognize your life in small ways. Clean a corner of your space. Say no without explaining. That's empowering. Mute the noise. Step back from the chaos. Choose the thing that supports your nervous system, not the thing that fractures it. The guardian knows what you're ready to release and what you're ready to protect. And when you honor her, your life becomes more aligned and more spacious and more true. And now take one more breath with me. This time, let it be slower, lower, heavier, like your whole body is exhaling for the first time in days. Because your final archetype is the vessel. The vessel is the part of you designed to receive, to rest, to integrate, to refill, to be replenished. She is the inner self who whispers, "You don't need to produce right now. You don't need to perform. You don't need to push. You just need to be." The vessel teaches you that your energy moves in cycles. Okay, not straight lines, not endless output, not constant momentum. She is the wisdom that says your worth is not measured by your productivity. Okay, your worth is not measured by your productivity. When the vessel is leading your week, you may feel low motivation, but not in a negative way, or a pull toward slowing down, or a craving for quiet beauty, more reflective, more introspective, inward, a desire to take things off your plate, like you want to listen more than speak, or like your body is asking for rest and nourishment and stillness, the need for gentle days. Not busy ones. And here's the thing about the vessel. She is often misunderstood. We mistake her for laziness or procrastination or lack of drive, but she is none of those things. The vessel appears when your body and spirit are integrating and when something inside you is healing, rewiring, or preparing for what's next. She is the pause between chapters, the inhale before the next exhale. The quiet moment before inspiration rises again. So your Magic Monday invitation is to allow yourself to receive rest, receive support, receive a slower pace, receive silence, receive nourishment, receive without guilt, without self-judgment, without apology. The vessel is a part of you that ensures you don't burn out before your next season of creation and connection or clarity, and she is the inner sanctuary. The reminder that you don't have to be on all the time to be worthy or whole. So if the vessel is leading your week, then let her guide you towards softness. Drink more water. Take a longer shower. Put your phone away. Let yourself sleep. Let yourself not accomplish everything in your day. Let life come to you instead of chasing it, because when the vessel is honored, your energy resets, your intuition strengthens, your creativity returns, and your future self thanks you. So, with all that said, take a last deep breath with me, a slow inhale, and a soft, melting exhale. Let everything settle. We've met four inner versions of you today. The tender one, the creator, the guardian, and the vessel. And the truth is, you are all of them. You always have been. These archetypes aren't roles you have to fit into. They're living energies moving in and out of focus, depending on the season of your life or the week you're stepping into, of course. So as you feel into your body right now, ask yourself gently, which one is leading me today? Which part of me is speaking the loudest? Maybe your tender one is craving softness and reassurance. Maybe your creator is buzzing with ideas. Maybe your guardian is clearing space and saying no more firmly. Maybe your vessel is guiding you toward rest, nourishment, and stillness. There's no right answer, just awareness. And the moment you become aware, the moment you honor the archetype that's rising, you fall back into alignment with yourself. And this is not to define you, but to bring you closer to yourself. So you can walk into this week with clarity and compassion. And so your Magic Monday reflection is simple. Who is leading my week? And how can I support her today? Let that be your compass. Gentle, intuitive, and honest. Anyway, thank you so much for spending this Magic Monday with me. If you want to share which archetype spoke to you, feel free to let me know. You can send me a message on Substack or on Instagram. I so appreciate connecting with you there. I'm at Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. And as always, don't forget to tune in for Witchy Wednesday and Freaky Friday this week. Until next time, may you listen inward, honor your rhythm, and allow every version of you to feel welcome here. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.